Welcome. Welcome to the dark side of entrepreneurship. We are about to embark on a journey unlike any other. I am your host, Jason, and today's episode is not just about business as usual. It's about resilience. It's about innovation and the power of adaptation. Now, before we dive into the heart of this matter, our actual topic, let me share something deeply personal with you all, listeners. On April 5th morning, my life took an unexpected turn, and the right side of my face got partially paralyzed, sending me to an unexpected journey to hospitals. I never liked going to hospitals. This was really, really challenging. People were circling around me, stressing the fuck out of me. Hospitals are really scary. And doctors revealed that, you know, I had some unexpected high blood pressure, sugar, cholesterol. And they said that I may have contracted some sort of a COVID variant, which they are yet to figure out, which has led me to this paralysis. As a result of this, you guys may have guessed that my ability to speak has been affected temporarily. I'm in the process of doing physiotherapy and taking medications so that we can reactivate the paralyzed part of my face, which is affecting the way I speak, getting it back on track. But as I speak today, you know, I'm here. You know, I didn't have to do the episode, but I'm resilient as ever. And I'm navigating the dark side of entrepreneurship together with you, my listeners. Now, as I'm grappling with the new reality and navigating the road to recovery, I'll continue sharing valuable insights with you every week at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Wednesday. Now, through the journey ahead with me, guys, may sound slightly different, but I request you all to please keep me in your prayers. Okay, those things would really help. Now, I want to also let you know that you can support me in reducing some of these medical expenses by buying some of the merchandise I have created. I have listed under the event notes or the show notes if you're listening to this on replay. And if you like to simply donate via PayPal as well, I welcome you to do so. I have all the links listed under the event comments. Let's be my taking over and speaking ahead. You are on mute, Leslie.
Okay, sure. So today's episode tackles a critical challenge in the podcasting world: how to create multiple channels of consumption for your podcast. It's not just about hitting record and uploading. It's about reaching audiences far and wide across various platforms and mediums. From traditional podcasting platforms to social media, YouTube, newsletters, and beyond, we'll explore the art of expanding your podcast's reach. So grab your headphones, settle in, increase the volume a bit for clarity, adjust the EQ settings on your phone, or reduce the speed as per your preference, and prepared to be inspired.
Thank you for that, Leslie. So, I mean, the last part, you know, was really funny. You know, grab your headphone, adjust the EQ. It's just actually for me, for people who would have trouble understanding me at the moment. Those are for those guys. Leslie, it sounded like you were reading a script. Were you reading a script?
I'm trying to have like a radio voice, have inflection, and not be monotone.
I know. So I want to please raise your hand, come up. You know, it's an interactive podcast which I'm trying to do. So please come up, and maybe you can also share a few tips, and we can help one another out. Understanding how to create multiple channels of consumption for your podcast. I also want to say hi to Claudia and Radim, good friends of mine. Claudia is a strong supporter, and she always likes and shares my posts. Radim has been also a guest. Thank you, Radim, for listening in. I appreciate this very, very much. Okay, so let's do my intro. People who don't know me, would you mind telling them who I am, and I'll do your introduction.
Absolutely, I can definitely do that. So let me go from here. Jason is a highly skilled and experienced brand identity designer and an award-winning podcaster. He serves as the founder of IMJ Designs Company, a creative design studio based out in Mumbai, India. Jason is also the host of the Dark Side of the Entrepreneurship Business Podcast, which he's been streamed live on LinkedIn Audio every Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time since January of 2022. Jason's podcast has gained a reputation as a reliable source of business content, boasting over 120 episodes and over 8,000 minutes of audio content on entrepreneurship. It has achieved a global reach, being heard in over 33 countries, including North America, India, Australia, the UK, and Turkey. With a significant social media impact, the Dark Side of Entrepreneurship podcast ranks among the top 5% of the most shared podcasts globally and in the top 30% of the most followed podcasts in the business category on Spotify. Furthermore, Jason's podcast received the Anchor Spotlight Awards by Spotify in January of 2023, recognizing its excellence and contribution to the podcasting industry. Jason's podcast was also nominated as the top finalist by the India Audio Summit and Awards 2024 under the Best Business Podcast Host category. Congratulations, Jason, on
Thank you.
Accomplishment.
I know. And this thing happened right after me coming back from the award ceremony. And I lost my ability to speak right after the award celebration. This is really interesting, you know, how life takes unexpected turns. What I want to share about Leslie, I have asked Leslie to co-host with me because of the challenge I have speaking. Leslie is a fantastic entrepreneur, a very amazing mom who really loves her children to death. And I have seen her really slogging and working her ass out, lecturing at different universities, colleges, wherever she gets the opportunity to spread her knowledge about functional nutrition. She also has a podcast called Keep It Dirty. And it's a really unique podcast. She also interviews a lot of people, practitioners who are in the same game. And she shares a lot of knowledge. We also do like an episode. Now, me and Leslie, we do an episode every Thursday live for about 10 minutes. We call the series the WTF series, wherein I, not really a believer of functional nutrition, keep asking her questions to understand what it is all about. So, I mean, these are our expertise. She's also a very lovely equestrian, and she loves her horse named Sweet. And this is the reason why you should listen to us, because we like to share. Let's actually move ahead, Leslie, you know, for for people who are listening, let's actually share. I'm so sorry, guys. If it took us 10 minutes just to come to that topic. Can you share some known channels with our listeners? What are...
Sure.
Yeah, look, go ahead.
Yeah, so number one, podcasting platforms. This includes platforms like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and other where users can subscribe to and listen to your podcast episodes.
Absolutely. So when you start a podcast, you need a host, which offers you an RSS feed. Okay, and once you have your RSS feed, the most typical platforms or well-known established platforms which are out there are Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. So once you have your RSS, you need to ensure that all these three platforms are being covered. That helps you to reach the maximum audience with not a lot of effort. Now, you can syndicate your podcast on aggregator platforms. Aggregator platforms are like Amazon Music, Castbox, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, Radio Public, Audible, just to name a few. Okay, this will also help you to increase your podcast visibility and reach a wider audience. Now, sometimes when you register with a host, like Anchor or Spotify for podcasters, as we call it now, it generally has aggregators which are a part of a platform, so they will help you to set it up through the through their website itself. Now, sometimes some aggregators may not be available on your list. When you don't have it available on that list, you have to manually set up these accounts and verify your podcast and add it to the list. So in this way, other aggregators will be able to show your podcast on their platform. What's the next one, Leslie?
Sure. The next one is YouTube. So consider creating video versions of your podcast episodes and uploading them to YouTube. Now, YouTube supports RSS feeds as Google Podcasts is getting discontinued. YouTube Podcasts offers a similar look and feel like Spotify or Apple for an audio-only experience. So this allows you to reach an audience that prefers video or audio content and can also help with discoverability through YouTube search and recommendation algorithms.
Absolutely. Now, a lot of people actually don't know about this, but Google Podcasts is getting scrapped completely. We've been hearing the news, but we were waiting for YouTube to actually make some adjustments how they would integrate integrate podcast to their platform. So if you have your YouTube channel, now YouTube offers you a separate section to add podcasts. Okay, and you can have as many number of podcasts reflecting on your YouTube channel playlist. And under the playlist, it allows you to do an RSS edition. Okay, with the RSS edition, which I just spoke just a while back. So this RSS edition, to YouTube, once you synchronize it, you can synchronize it from the very beginning of time, or you can synchronize it you know, maybe for maybe a month or maybe for a few days or maybe just any for this if any future episode. Now, the reason why you two have segregated things in this way is because before the RSS feed being introduced by YouTube, people may have manually uploaded their podcast on YouTube, maybe as an audio file, okay, with WAVFAR animation. So they don't want to duplicate those entries. So that's why YouTube is asking you whether you only want future episodes or do you want the whole thing. If you visit my channel on YouTube, you would see that I have you know, a few episodes automatically published. So the audio version of this will get automatically added to YouTube you know, feed. If you want to do video would be separate. Okay, so remember that, guys. And you don't have to add any show description and all. YouTube extracts it from your RSS and it shows up under the YouTube this description. The next one is email newsletters. People don't think this is really effective, but sending out regular newsletters to your subscribers or your fans or people who have subscribed with links, you can share links about your upcoming episodes, your latest podcast, additional resources you may have created, and update any updates about your podcast. So people may not engage, but even if they open and just view it, at least they are constantly seeing it. When they see constantly seeing it, they would know that your show exists and they would remember it. Hey, I want to say hi to Natasha, who is listening along. Thank you, Natasha, for joining. I really appreciate this. What's the next one?
Sure. The next one is website blog. Maintain a website or blog where listeners can find show notes, transcripts, additional resources, guides, and even information about upcoming episodes or events related to your podcast.
Yeah, that is a really nice point. So you can, I personally use my website for podcast blogs, where I share my knowledge about podcasting. Well, I have also noticed many podcasters manually upload their episode, and they have transcription of the whole conversation. You can use YouTube transcription. You can download a transcription. Anchor or Spotify for podcasters also allow you to download transcription. You don't have to pay for it unless and until you have the money to do it. I've also seen many podcasters, they use their website again just to promote the upcoming episode events. All those fun things. So that's how you can use your website. So you might be selling something else. It may not be in conjunction with your podcast. But having it there will significantly attract traffic. People who visit your website, they can be guided to your podcast. And you can get a new pool of audience from there. Next point is live streaming. So the one which I'm doing right now is live streaming on LinkedIn Audio. You can do live stream on Facebook. You can do it on Instagram. You can do it on LinkedIn Live. You can do it on Clubhouse, Twitch, any platform of your choice. And you can have make it interactive. You can have question and answer sessions, which I do on my show. This engages with your listeners real time. So this helps you to have a higher reach. Natasha is very concerned. Natasha sent me a message. I'm feeling okay. Natasha, I'm doing okay. I had a facial paralysis April 5th. It has restricted the ability of me speaking. I'm okay. I appreciate you asking. I'm so sorry. I could not reply to the message. What's the next one, Leslie?
Sure. So the next one, which is great, is community engagement. So that's really building a community around your podcast through forums, online groups, or social media communities where listeners can connect with each other, discuss episodes, and provide feedback.
Absolutely. I'll be very upfront with you all. Nobody gives a shit if you don't have a good following. So you can create as many groups as you want and all. If you don't have recognition, if you don't have a high reach, if you don't have a high reach, people generally don't design these groups or do shit. Okay, I had a group, it was just a waste of time. But it doesn't mean it's not effective. If as your podcast has more and more traction, more and more following, people will look up to you as an authority, somebody who knows shit. And they would want to learn and capitalize off you and your expertise. So having that community building set up, and it could be on your website or it can be on a social media platforms, you can utilize that. Next point of channel of consumption for podcasting is by creating audio clips or behind the scenes content on social media. Okay, so if your podcast is only audio like myself, then having just audio clips with just a still image and some animation does the job. If you do record, if you do video, then you can use Instagram stories, Shorts, TikTok, Twitter, and you can have these small clips uploaded. It could be teasers or could be something that the guest said, which was so damn cool. And this helps you to reach a newer audience. Now, I don't understand why bigger channels use separate mediums for long form. It's not medium, but I don't know why they create a new channel just for shorts on YouTube, and I don't know why they have long form content on a different channel. I never understood this. So if you guys know why they do it, do share it with me. Okay, so again, YouTube, LinkedIn, even if you have long form content, you can use the regular YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn, and highlight all those fun things. I want to do all the behind scenes, but I don't really have a studio. That's why I'm not able to. But in the future, in next season, I will surely want to do video podcast. So I'm really excited about season 6. Leslie, could you share what's the next channel of consumption?
Sure, that is guest appearances. So collaborate with other podcasters or influencers by appearing as a guest on their shows. And this can help you reach new audiences and promote your podcast to a wider network.
Absolutely. So I have been on Leslie's podcast. She has been on mine. We try to support one another. All I want to say is that don't be a fucking asshole when you go on other people's show. They know you're trying to capitalize the opportunity and pull people towards your show. Okay, so don't be an asshole. Be polite. Okay, be kind. And go with the intention to help one another out. Okay, if you have podcasters who may be at the same level as you, help them also. You know, every bit helps. Nobody has won a war alone. You need to help each other grow. You help by lifting people up, not standing on them or stepping over them. So this definitely helps. Find podcasts which speaks into the same topics as you do. Go on their podcast, ask them, request them if you can contribute and offer guidance. You can also do craft promotion, wherein you can ask the host of our podcast to be a guest on your show and vice versa. In this way, you know, the opposite person does not feel like it's they've been taken advantage of. Okay, so that's next. So, I mean, those are some of the options I want to share. Leslie, how about we share? I had some bonus tips with channels which I wanted to share. Would you mind sharing with my listeners what those bonus options are, which you probably may not be aware of?
Absolutely. So that would be voice assistance, which is optimizing your podcast for voice search and make it accessible through popular voice assistants like Amazon Alexa, Google Assistant, and Apple's Siri. Users can simply ask their devices to play your podcast, expanding your reach to a growing audience of smart speaker users.
Thank you. So, in order for this to work, you need to make sure that your titles, your show name, description, episode, the way you phrase the episode titles, all of them are intact. For example, I have the number or the episode number and season number in the beginning. I don't think an average consumer, a listener, would say season 5, episode 13, and so on. Okay, so make it a little user friendly. Don't make the same mistake as me. Okay, have a crisp title, simple, not too long, so that. You know, I remember this topic, and they say it, you know, can we play everywhere dark? I personally don't have this assistant thing at home. I actually don't know how the thing works personally. Okay, but Tiffany, my good friend who passed away last year, she used to do this, and I think it works. Okay, so it works, and your podcast has to be on the platforms. Yes, then only Google and Alexa and all will be able to promote this. The next bonus point where I want to share with you all is audio streaming platforms. Okay, now this is very specific to a certain kind of podcast. So let's say that you do voiceover with meditative background music, and that's the kind of podcast which you do, then you can reach out to platforms like Ambient Mixer, Focus at Will. I will have these links mentioned on my show notes because these guys offer background music or relaxation content to a niche audience. reaching out to these platforms and asking them to take advantage of content you're creating is an upside. It's a win-win for both the company and you as well. You will get higher reach. And if your content is really good, they might even sponsor the damn shit. So it's just even better. So that makes it really nice. I give Leslie an example. So let's say that Leslie does a lot of informative content around functional nutrition. So if Leslie wants to have a higher reach, she can reach out to universities, educational institutions, and ask them, request them that, would you guys be interested in promoting a functional nutrition or health related content I'm creating on Poka, and she can share it with the students. You can encourage the university to share it with students. That helps you to have more listeners, you know, discover your podcast. Okay, that way. For another thing which you can do, and I'm just throwing shit out, you can have QR codes glued to your car or if inside your office premises, which takes people to your show directly. So you can speak to a local restaurant or any kind of business which is in conjunction with the content you're creating, have these QR codes glued to their notebook or their premises offer with their permission, and the shop, the business owner, you know, can promote her podcast and have like a higher reach. So yeah, those are the things, you know, some of the things which I want to share. Let's actually take a quick break. Well, I'm thirsty. I'm going to play a little break music and I'll fade it out. And Leslie, I would like you to make the contest announcement. Okay?
Sounds good.
Go ahead, Leslie.
Sure. Become the host content. Hey, podcast family, are you ready to step into the spotlight? Introducing our Become the Host contest. We're giving you the chance to be the star of an upcoming episode of our podcast. Here's how it works. Simply submit a short audio clip showcasing your hosting skills and personality. Get creative. Let your personality shine and show us what you've got. We'll review all the submissions and select one lucky winner to join us for a special episode. Let's make podcasting magic together.
Thank you. So this is a contest which I'm doing just to, you know, just to make it easy, because I'm trying to recover. And it's very difficult to speak for such a long time. So in my brain, I was like, how can I creatively do this? That's how I came up with this contest. If most of you people, you know, who listen to me live, you might have an exceptional host. Okay, so just reach out to me. Email me at imjdesignsco@gmail.com. It's just submit, and I'll have you feature as a host on any of my upcoming show, and it's gonna help you understand the difficulties of being a host, and I'll guide you in the process. And maybe because of that, maybe you might just start doing your own show. So please take advantage of this. Okay, And I want to actually allow listeners who are listening, if you are interested in coming up, please raise your hand and please come up. I say, America Supermom, thank you so much for joining conversation. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Glad to be here. Popped in late. I'm sorry. Life has been happening. I just happened to be dropping my daughter off at work. And so I saw you were on, and I have a meeting in about 20 minutes, but I thought that's enough time to come in and support. So I'm glad to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for that. I really appreciate this. Now, you have also been doing podcast for quite some time. So, America Supermom, what channels do you use to have a higher reach of your podcast? How do you reach a larger audience with your podcast?
That's a great question. First, I would say that it is a journey. It's a marathon and not a sprint. I think promote is the key. Just because we put it on a platform, you know, there's thousands of podcasts that are released on a daily basis. And so I'm passionate about creating relationships with my guests so that they promote it. I add it to my email when I can, different social media posts on different platforms. And I think just understanding that you always have to be conscious of promoting, because it's not something that everybody will participate in real time. Sometimes people think, oh, I'm going to listen to that later. And, you know, something else comes up. So you have to always be conscious of staying top of mind with people so that they will listen and share it.
Absolutely. Those are some really great points, which you said. I encourage people, see, Rome was not built in a day. It takes time. And it's a kind of a grind. And the grind is what helps you improve and become better. I'm not the greatest podcaster of all time, but I strive to become one. I aim to become one. And in often we do this, I have to make mistakes. I have to experiment. And only once I keep experimenting, that's how I figure out what will work. And that's just the journey it is. And that's what makes it so magical and enjoyable. And so I want to ask her, Leslie, how are you promoting your podcast and you having a high reach? What is that you are doing?
Yeah, thanks, Jason, for asking me. So, you know, when you have that passion and your perseverance and the never give up and the sense of community, I have been building such a beautiful group of people from all over the world and really getting involved with the small businesses locally. So I am my biggest fan, my biggest cheerleader. But through that, people see how empowered, how much I just love listening to people's journey and their story about just eating healthy, living a cleaner lifestyle, saving Mother Earth. And through that, over the last couple of years, I am slowly growing a tribe of like-minded individuals that we're all supporting each other in so many ways. And even though we are literally across the world, we have built this connection through Tiffany, our dear friend who passed, who had a radio show. And through that, we've met so many wonderful people, and you are one of them, Jason, and now Lachelle, who I've met. And you have so many amazing supporters. And I think that is the beauty of the podcasting. It's like you get bit and you just can't stop, because it's something I'm very passionate about, just trying to spread the positive word about just being healthy. So I do, like, I stream on 8 different platforms, and I try to get out my new information with guests every week, and just being on top of just getting involved in the community. And I think that's what is so magical, just really giving back and supporting nonprofit too.
Yeah, absolutely. That's just super cool. I want to let you know, don't be ashamed of your podcast. You have worked your butt off to make this happen. All those grind, all those time you spend doing all those things behind your podcast, those are all efforts. So when you meet somebody, a friend, a colleague, or anybody, okay, who seem to be interested in knowing more about you, tell them you have a podcast and ask them, just don't follow just for the fuck of it. Tell them to listen to it. And if they like it, then follow it. Okay, this will help you to have a higher reach. Okay, and talk about your podcast regularly with confidence. Okay, have it like a badge of honor. This shit is not easy. Not everyone can stand up on stage and share stuff and share voice, and people will listen to it. It takes time. Okay, and sometimes you gain listeners, and sometimes you also lose listeners. When I started my podcast, people used to come and listen in big volume. I used to have 100 people. And the only reason they used to come and listen is because I used to make mistakes, and maybe that was entertaining for them. And this was back in the days when I was not very skilled with my podcasting game. But that's all right. People have their taste and preference. So it keeps evolving and changing. At some point, you will become so successful that even people who don't give a shit, they will end up also following and consuming your content just because everyone is doing it. So it's just time. I'm just being real. I don't give a flying fuck whether you listen or don't listen. If you think we offer value, listen. If you don't enjoy it, it's all right. We'll find somebody else who will be interested. So I want to wrap things up there. I want to take some final thoughts. Les, do you have any thoughts that you'd like to share before we wrap up and maybe share what's going to happen next week?
Yeah, I just want to applaud you for your strength and your commitment to your podcast and the love of what you like to do with all that you've done with your show and all your research. And you have stepped up and you're here and you're going to get through this. And you have a bunch of people here that love and support you. So we are cheering you on and you're rocking it, babe. You've done an awesome job today.
Thank you, Leslie. I appreciate that very, very much. America Superman, we like to share something before we wrap up.
Absolutely. I want to say you are an example of resilience. Resiliency is actually no matter what happens, we get back up. We keep moving. And I just remember the beginning, how it all started with you, all the conversations we would have on Clubhouse about how to set it up, how to get the guests, and just your resiliency and perseverance. It has been amazing. The things that you have been able to do, the people you've been able to cross paths with, has just been just amazing. So you know, this is just another point in your journey that is going to continue to give you more strength, and it will help you to see who actually is in your corner. As we go through our businesses and cycles, you know, there's a time when you have to purge some things that just don't serve you anymore. And sometimes that's done by choice, and then sometimes it's done by circumstances, by things that we encounter. So stay encouraged. I'm so glad that I just happened to be here and see this, because for me, it's inspirational. You know, a lot of times when we go through challenges, you know, we kind of lose momentum because we think we're the only ones that experience things that are stretch us out of our comfort zone. But just being here has really given me some extra inspiration to keep doing what I'm doing. So much love to you. Be careful on them streets in India. And looking forward to hearing more from you, okay?
Thank you so much for that, America Superwoman. I greatly, greatly appreciate what you said, and let's see you as well. Next week's show, for the first time, I'm going doing a duo podcast. That means I am going to have two guests instead of one, and I'm going to be interviewing them about creating content while staying married. I'm going to interview Neil and Phyllis Strada. They have been on my show before. Not Neil, but Phyllis have been on my show before. So we will be speaking about the world of content creation while maintaining a strong and healthy marriage. I never understood what happens when the husband and wife both are entrepreneurs. I don't know how that dynamic will work. I would want to sit and talk to them and find out how the fuck they are doing this. So if you're interested, you know, please RSVP for that event. You know, it's under the features section of my profile. You should be able to find it. Okay, and maybe I'll try. Not be lengthy like I generally used to. I'll try my level best to keep the structure of my podcast exactly the same. That's why I want to share. I want to thank Claudia and Natasha and America Supermom for listening and supporting me. I greatly appreciate it. I also want to say thanks to Leslie for proactively assisting me co-host this specific episode. Thank you so much for that, Leslie. Leslie is also going to help me with the recovery process. Thank you. If you want to virtually see how my face looks, you know, please watch Leslie's WTF series tomorrow. I will have an event created today. You know, it's a demi thing, you know, when we debunk stuff about functional nutrition. I think the next tomorrow, we will be speaking about the origin of Reiki. So I'm really excited to do that show with Leslie. So thank you. You know, Leslie, you have to say anything before we finish?
I just want to say I'm giving you virtual hugs Jason. And I am looking forward to tomorrow when you're going to grill me with questions about what TF is Reiki.
yeah, we speak about part two of the origin of Reiki, like it all started, you know. Is this like foo-foo shit or no? Is it woo-woo? What the fuck is this? You know, I'm gonna ask her questions just as somebody who does not understand what is Reiki and all that shit. So anyways, you know, thanks guys for listening in. You have a lovely morning at home, wherever you're in the world. And please do not forget to apply for a contest. It's gonna be fun. I promise you. Thank you.